This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two wildfires, the Aspen Acres and Ferris fires, are in the top 10 largest wildfires in Colorado history. Nine-year-old Isabella and her mom had only minutes to evacuate as the Aspen Acres fire approached their home in southern Colorado.
It's kind of stressful. I'm kind of nervous what's going to happen to our house. If it's gone, where else could we go?
The Aspen Acres fire is more than 97,000 acres and 28% contained. In southwest Colorado, the Ferris fire is more than 60,000 acres and 20% contained. Driverless cars have been operating in Denver for months. They're now losing their human supervisors. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
Waymo, the robo-taxi company, will allow its vehicles to rove around Denver in a true autonomous mode without any human operator in the vehicle starting this month. For now, the company is only offering service to its own employees and only in certain areas, but it expects to take on passengers later this year. The company argues its vehicles are far safer than human drivers in aggregate, but it's also had to stamp out some eye-opening glitches, like driving through construction zones in other states. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Political outsider Victor Marks has won the Colorado Republican primary for governor. The Marine Corps veteran has MAGA support and a large social media following. Marks thanked supporters in a video Thursday.
Colorado is not the way our founding fathers envisioned it 150 years ago. Life is too expensive. Housing is out of reach. And too many communities feel less safe.
Marks has claimed to have saved hostages abroad and to have been involved in a homicide as a child. Opponents accuse him of lying. He'll face Democrat Phil Weiser in November. This is CPR News.